The world has a fast fashion problem. Clothing production has doubled in the last 15 years to more than 100 billion units per year. Chinese company Shein adds anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 new items to its store every day. And governments around the world are starting to take notice. Some are taking action to reduce textile waste and promote a circular economy. But so far, it has been radio silence from the Beehive. Morning Report producer Emma Ricketts reports.
In New Zealand, more than half of the 380,000 tonnes of textile products that we import each year end up in landfill. And Jacinta Fitzgerald, Chief Executive of clothing and textile collective Mindful Fashion, has been tracking progress around the world as some countries try to do something about it.
Over the last 20 years, clothing production has doubled. The amount that we use each item of clothing has almost halved. So what we're starting to see now are countries develop policies and schemes to address the volume of clothing.
Australia's Environment Minister, Tania Plibersek, recognises the scale of the problem.
Those leggings that you're wearing when you're exercising to live longer, well, the leggings will outlive you by many centuries, about 500 years for some of those synthetic fabrics to break down.
Over that side of the Tasman, industry are leading the development of a product stewardship scheme.
This is really an incredibly interesting proposal where a levy of, at the moment, 4 cents per garment that's put on the market is really going to be used to develop a system to not only manage textile waste at the end of its life, but to actually develop an entire system where consumers are educated about how to care for their clothing and systems are set up to collect, to sort and to recycle textiles.
Minister Plibersek says that if she doesn't see enough businesses sign up by June, she will regulate the industry. Bernadette Casey, co-founder of research and development organisation Usedfully, says the best approach she's seen is in Europe.
In the European Union, they've effectively got a ban on textiles coming into effect in January 2025, so not that far away, and all 27 European states have to have a separate collection of textiles, and then those textiles cannot be landfilled or incinerated.
In France, they're looking at a fast fashion tax. The lower house of parliament passed a bill in March that would impose penalties on ultra-fast fashion products, gradually increasing them to €10 per item of clothing by 2030. But for anything along these lines to work here, Ms. Fitzgerald says we need to consider New Zealand's unique circumstances.
The clothing and textile supply chain is a very complex system. And in New Zealand, we don't have a lot of stages of the supply chain happening here. We don't have a lot of infrastructure left where we can manufacture textiles. So to actually recycle old clothes to make new textiles is something that we may not be able to do here.
But as Bernadette Casey is quick to point out, that's not a reason to admit defeat. Cellulose fibres, like cotton and linen, are very versatile.
While we don't have the ability to turn textiles back into textiles, these are really valuable resources. And so there's a lot of cellulose used in the construction and the roading industries.
Both Jacinta Fitzgerald and Bernadette Casey agree. The first step has to be levelling the playing field for local businesses to help them compete against the fast fashion mammoths.
Brands that operate in New Zealand, they create jobs, they create economic returns, they pay their taxes in New Zealand. And they're really competing in a race where they, you know, they're disadvantaged because of just the sheer push of these really cheap clothes.
But to make any headway, high-level change needs to come from the government. And there's been no sign of that so far. Environment Minister Penny Simmons did not respond to requests for comment.
That report from Morning Report producer Emma Ricketts.